Begin the new Masechta, Masechta Ksubos. Begin the first parak, Besula Nisus, with the first daf Beis, Amud Alef. Begin with Tzeis Masechta. Begin with the words, the mission, the opening words, Besula. Which raises a question: why do like Tani ha Besula? Why doesn't say the version? Could the Tani, like we learned, beginning of Masechta Kedushin, ha Isha Niknes, or Hayavam Niknes? So it says, "Mishum dahasa makrokoi," because there the word is going on the pasuk, like it says in the Baruch Habez, "Ki ikach ish isha." So it means that isha haksuba, the woman that was written in the Torah, the woman, the yivama that spoke on the Torah, but here the word besula is not going on anything written in the pasuk, and therefore it doesn't say habesula. Then it says, "V'hod leitnam perik hamakedushin." This we don't say in the first perik kedushin, "Abidam beis ha ebed ivri." The Ebed Ivri, Avot Pitechse B'Krol, though it is written in the Pasuk in Shmoyes Rabav, Kisik Ne'Ebed Ivri. So it says, Mishum Demkin, if that would be the case, Havle L'Mesli Ha'Ebed Ha'Ivri. She'en Adabek, that it's not connected to the word Ebed beforehand, because if you write Ha'Ebed Ivri, then it's going to be connected. And it would sound like the Ebed of the Ivri, which is not the case. It's the Jewish slave, not the slave of the Jew. So you would have to write Ha'Ebed Ha'Ivri, the slave, the Jew. And so it says, it's not the norm for the Gemara to speak like that, to be so lengthy, the Ebed, the Ivri, and therefore they just leave it Ebed Ivri. Now, me, however, regarding the original question, it says, Gabi Ish V'Isha, in general, when it mentions a man and a woman, it often mentions that with the word hey. Although it's not going in the pasuk like we answered before, and but since it originally was mentioned ish and isha with the hey, and that it's going on that which is the pasuk, so other places, even though it's not specifically going in the pasuk, it mentions ish and isha with the hey. It's that woman. Then the text master begin with the words of the Mishnah Basula Nisus, that she gets married. So Tosfos Ba'ad says, why saying when she gets married? Why say Nisus Besula? You marry the Besula on Wednesdays. But talks about the man because he's the one that's actually doing the kinyan. He's the one doing the engagement and the marriage. Why is he saying about the woman? So it says, because here the Tana, as in general, wants to be more abridged. It's less words to write Basula Nisus than Nisus Esa Basula. Void more of a detail. Hachi, had we written Nisus Esa Basula, I would have thought to say, Avalah Karcha, that he can marry her even against her will. Because Mashani, like Gemara answers over there in Kadushan of Bezim Abe, is Gabahad the Parcha. The Gemara asks, well, listen, Ish Kaina, why say Ish Nikness? Why say the man acquires? Because you would think the man could do it against. Forcibly against the woman, therefore we say it's talking about the woman. Moreover, the Hasim HaKrakoi, there, by Ish Mekadish, it's going on a pasuk, Kikach Ish Isha, when the man takes a woman. So therefore, it talks about the man. Here, it's not going on a pasuk, therefore, we have no need to say it going on the man. You know, like Sis Master, with the words of Mishnah, the next words, Besulin, this is now up to the words of Liyam Revi, on Wednesday, which Tosfos says exactly Wednesday, but Lebel Chamisha, not on Wednesday night. On the night of Thursday, can Oman Perik Bas and Nid, like it says in the last Perik and Nid, that Samachim and Beis, that like Kesuba, the Lord Roman to be Tigre. There's no Kesuba, that there's not some dispute that comes up about it. Kolshke, meaning, and the wedding gets delayed. So Kolshke, Yas and the Suba, hey, but should we make the wedding on Wednesday night? Take a Mecha Shitra, but the Suba Kesuba, we have to be concerned that maybe they're going to be pushing everything off and it's going to run late. The wedding and the Kesuba, but the Yibul, not going to be a Smith. And again, that defeats the whole purpose. The purpose is to have be Wednesday night, and then he gets up Thursday morning and he goes straight to Bez. So therefore, it has to be specifically the marriage. On Wednesday, so that they have the Beil Smitsa on Wednesday night. The next says, "Master, begin words of the Mishnah." Shem Hayli Tanz Vehulu Be'ov. Because if he has Tanz Besulim, he's going to get up and he's going to come to the courts the next morning. Says Tosis. Tosis, by the way, a question. Says, "I'm going to say Hotei Nechetchet Koyin." Says Tosis has to take a second look. He says, "What does this mean? If she's a wife of a Koyin." Less than 3 years old, where there's only one suffix. There's no double suffix. There's no question about what exactly happened over here. Like, for example, Aisha's claim, even if she does it by this doesn't make a difference. Or less than 3 years old, that we know that it happened when there was when they're already engaged, because it could only have the bia after age 3. So we know it happened during this period of time. But that there's only one suffix, so okay, the suffix would make it something we have to be concerned for. Can I mean the Gemara says later in the Tesef and Alf? A b'shan hashem, but by all of the women, they can fake faker where there's a double doubt. There's two questions that we have over here, and we don't know was it b'rotzim. We don't know if it was during the engagement. So then the question is, am I to nusli him doubt? Why should I get married on a Wednesday? Because in case, but we're not chayish for a fake faker. So Rabbi Ben Tami says, "Le plug Rabban Batikanda." You're right, but the Rabban did not differentiate in their takanum. Because of the case of a wife of a kohen and the girl less than three, where you know that there's only one suffix, so take the machine. So once we did it for them, we did it for all women to get married on Wednesdays. Now, according to Rashi, he explains. Now, the reason why we do it, he right, although it's fake sake and we wouldn't make it usher, but that through this, the words it's going to be verified because people the words going to get out, and witnesses are going to come. She's into but usher that she was and then we know. Definitively, and it's not going to be strict fake anymore. But this is because the pressure is difficult according to his interpretation. Why? Because I mean, the Gemara says later on the test that Amma Baya Baya says, we also learned that what? If someone says, oh, I found the door open, which means to say a euphemism for that the woman did not have the Bisulim, he's believed to make her forbidden on him. What do we learn? This? Our Mishnah, Bisulim is B'chulu. So what does it mean? So he gets up the next morning and says, Abaye, my love, isn't it the Ketoin Pesach Basula? He's going to get up and he's going to say, well, it was open. It wasn't closed. She wasn't a Basula. She was a Be'ula. But says Taisus, but what do you mean? What's the Rai? V'hashka, hecha, maisa, Rai, l'pesha, kundra, kundra, Rashi, what's the proof that Abaye is bringing from a Mishnah? But it's not true. A Mishnah is not saying he's believed. So even if he's not believed, Mekamokam, Yashkon Bezna, still he should get up in the morning to go to the court, because through that, he's going to come to the Rav, and you have to call, the word's going to get out, that he's saying that his wife doesn't have Besulim, people are witnesses are going to come, yeah, and they're going to say, it's true, we saw this with Bezan Brotz, it's going to be verified. So, but you don't say anything that he's believed. There's something that says, what you can say is, the Lemaise, Rabbi Rai, Rabbi Lazar, right, Rabbi wasn't bringing proof to Rabbi Lazar that he's believed, Elishum Baki, just that he's proficient in Makim or Pesach Besuch, but just that, we believe him that he could recognize if she's a ba'ula, that it was opening. Because the main abaki, if it's not proficient, it's not called, the word's not going to get out. That's the proof he's bringing from our mission, that when you see the word gets up. And it believable the beer wouldn't come to any verification. Because people can say, oh, he just made a mistake. He's a young little innocent boy. He doesn't know anything. He thinks it was opening. But again, it's not the case. Well, I'm not going to be concerned with what he's saying. The fact that we see that we are concerned, obviously, that part of Rabbi Elazar's teaching is approved from our Mishnah. But you have another approach you could say is the Gamlik Pesach Kunches. Also, according to the way Rashi explains, you're right. They wouldn't institutionally initially endow they should get married on Wednesday, but maybe it's going to be verified for the witnesses. You're right. But since for the wife of Kain and the girl that's less than 3 years old, where then he's believed to make it forbidden on him because there's only one suffix. So this answers what Abaye is saying, so they instituted she married on Wednesday. They got b'shalosh taken also by other women. They instituted mishum shebetach karchet zakol. That okay. Anyways, the word's going to get up. He's barred over the edim. It's going to be verified to witnesses. Ashtem Maisi Abaye shapim masni. Now makes sense that Abaye is being proven in the Mishnah according to this approach. It's going in the whole halacha, not like Tyson just said before, only part of the Rebbe Elazar halacha. That you actually see the be'esh koyin the b'chus ma'ashalosh nemaloyisalav. He wasn't being arrived from all women. You're right, that we don't say that he's Neman because it's a fake faker. But from the origin of this halacha, which is the wife of a kohen, less than 3 years old, that's where we see there's belief to make it forbidden him. That's what you have approved to Rabbi Elazar halacha. The Vincent says, it's a wonder. Why? Because the halacha mashma here, it sounds like a nasugi, the mishum chashash of this nos. Because I'm concerned that maybe she was mizana, tiknishtein yisabirvi, that's where the whole takana came from, that she should get married on Wednesday. Problem is, the perk means to get in, the second perk and get in, after getting married off, ikamandama, there is an opinion, it's machalikis, but there is one opinion. The tiknish mamma getting, why did they make a date and divorce documents? Mishum peri, because of a woman's peris, because of to know when it is that the husband had rights in it or not. Regarding what the other madama says, that because maybe he's going to cover for his niece who he's married to, and he's going to make it like as if it was she was mizana after he had divorced her. But that he says, I'm not concerned for. Why? Because this is not common. So we have to make takanas with that. Yet here we have the opening mission over here is talking about a whole takan of getting married on Wednesdays because of a concern about znus. What you can say is the Hasim comment. The Digma was saying znus to us le misa. Znus that will come to a death penalty, the Hainab Asraba Edim, with warning and with witnesses. And that's the whole reason why I make a date in the get, because to say if well, it should really have to be executed, that's not common, never would have to make it such a kind of forget. But that doesn't mean that Znus is not Shchich, which would therefore be applicable in our Mishnah. Or you know, another approach you could say is, I'm here with the concern is that she should not stay married with him in a prohibited status, because if she really was Mazan, she says, Aslabal. The rest of her life, and she's gonna be married him the whole so lifetime. The chashavul is not standing content, even if there's no because l'shchichim is not common, but because it could have such long term effect. Therefore, they made a tikkun around that. The next in the words of the Gemara, Nema Amr Besula Nesli Marbi. Why they say that a Besula should get married on Wednesdays? Lavisha Shnina Bechula, because we learned that whole mission of Nazayin regarding the 12 months being up, and then he has to feed her. Which tries to really come to explain the ins and outs of the Gemara, the Havmina, and Maskana. says Ein Shail Hatam. He's not asking what's the reason Laman is a Brevi, why do you get married on Wednesday? Because the Mekinah would be the case, Laman Shemim wouldn't be answering anything. Allah Bershah. Rather, the interpretation was like this. Neima Amu, why did they say Klim? In other words, what do they mean, why did they say? That's not the origin. It means my Nafkamina. What's the ramification of Shemim's Brevi? What's the ramification of getting married on Wednesday? It's Mashan. That's the answer. Is Nafkamina, the difference would be Lane Mazayans of Chuma regarding him having to feed her and regarding her eating Chuma. And that's what Rav Yisrael was saying over the name of Reed Mishmo. On that Rav Yisrael Kamatma, and that was wondering on that teaching, Morid Avraham, Master of Avraham, Don of Kusa Mefarash of Hedron. I mean, the ramification explicitly in our Mishnah. Shemayu Tanj Mizum, that if he has a claim regarding that there's no virginity, Behumanech Nafkusa Zum Mefarash, and he's leaving this explicit Nafkamina, but Tevis Nafkusa Achina, and saying some other Nafkamina, that was his problem with the original version. And then we get to the next test, Masl, to begin with Digmoy, Elitma, Hochim, or rather, if we're going to say this teaching as follows. When Rabbi Mishmul, which says, well, like you said, Rabbi Yosef, from Rabbi Mishmul, the Rabbi Yosef, good comment, Rabbi Yosef himself was saying, Elitma. So he's saying, rather, what Rabbi Mishmul said was like this. The next test, Masl, to begin with Digmoy, Nema, Omer, what did they say? Which, Benechuziger Simla, this is not in a questionable form. Because the label Hakshazel, the only question is, not on Wednesday, but rather, but in Nosbech, with Shabbos. That's the question. Why are you getting married? Why can't you get married on the Sunday? The next test master begins to tomorrow, but Batas Vechem Shabbos. Why don't you just get married on the Sunday? Because either way, you'll get to Besna on Monday, just like on Thursday. Which says, Leboy Lishnui, the Gemara did not want to answer what it means. In this review, you get married on a Wednesday, Kadesh the Boba Chamishi, so that the beer should be Wednesday, not on Thursday. Bishon Bracha, Shanem Abel Dagum, because it's a blessing that's said for the fish. Because I mean, like, come on, like, the Gemara says, Len of Heim and Olive, that what's special about on Thursday? So, and Ba'oid, and adding on to this question, is Lomali Tam de Shaktu. Why do you have to say the reason of Shaktu? That the reason why it's going to be Wednesday, not Sunday, is because you want to have 3 days of preparation. Typically, Mishab Bracha. What I mean, why don't you say you want to have the blessing of that was given to the fish of being fruitful and multiplied, which is only going to be on Thursday? Vamiri Dari says, because the Tam de Bracha in Eletz type. No, the reason of the Bracha, which answers both these questions, that's just a good idea. Let me cover Avar Yana. That person would not be considered sinner if they don't do this. I'm sure Shaktu make it Avar Yana. But if you don't do Shaktu, which is to be diligent to make sure the wedding is beautiful, you call the sinner by violating rabbinic law. Come on, so it sounds like later on, the time Mishum Bracha, that says, oh, the reason is because of Bracha. That's why. Mishum Krudi died. Like, it sounds like, but oh, because of him coming down, we wouldn't be concerned. Now, my Nafkamina, what's the difference? Either way, we have this. Obviously, the Mishum Bracha, the Mekabra, no, Avar Yana. The difference is that, yeah, if it's because of blessing, you're not called Avar Yana, but the other way you are. And therefore, that's why the Gemara was showing that it would depend what it's for. And again, that proves his point of why we're saying, why the Gemara does not want to answer. You get married on Wednesday because of the bracha, but rather the Gemara only says because of Shakti.